It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The Biden administration on Monday said it was shutting down its embassy in Kyiv as the U.S. and its allies warned that Russia could invade Ukraine within days. The U.S. believes Moscow has massed as many as 130,000 troops near the Ukraine border, with tens of thousands of them participating in military exercises in Belarus. Secretary of State Antony Blinken emphasized that the U.S. is continuing to work closely with Ukraine on what he called intensive diplomatic efforts to de-escalate the crisis. Well, Russia announcing Tuesday morning that some of their troops would return to base after completing recent drills, but stressed that other major military exercises would continue. For weeks, Moscow has steadily built its forces up around Ukraine with everything from submarines and ships in the Black Sea to ballistic missiles and tanks near the border, raising fears that an invasion is imminent. And although Russia has made some last-minute noises about possible openness to diplomatic de-escalation, officials are worried by Putin's erratic moves. Separately, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky thanked the U.S. for sending his country $1 billion in financial aid, and he also thanked Canada for sending $500 million in financial aid. Speaking of Canada, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has invoked the Emergencies Act for the first time to address the impact of these continued protests across the country over COVID-19 mitigation measures. The Emergency Act can provide the use of military, but may not necessarily lead to that. It can also temporarily suspend citizens' rights to free movement or assembly. The Canadian government is going after those who financially support these groups by freezing personal and corporate accounts believed to be funding the protests. It got to this point after the Ambassador Bridge, that's North America's busiest land border crossing, reopened after that blockade was cleared and Ontario announced plans to loosen pandemic restrictions. Uh-oh, trouble for the Trumps. The former guy's longtime accounting firm informed the Trump Organization last week that it should no longer rely on nearly 10 years' worth of financial statements. What? In a February 9th letter to the Trump Organization, the accounting firm, Mazars USA, said it could no longer stand by financial statements it prepared for Trump based on information he and his company provided. In the letter, Mazars said the Trump Organization should retract the documents from 2011 through 2020. A Trump Organization spokesperson responded to the firm, expressing disappointment at the split, and also suggested that Mazars perform their work, quote, in accordance with all applicable accounting standards and principles, without any discrepancies. Sure. Finally, we were this close to a solution for our Postal Service woes. Sweeping legislation to overhaul the U.S. Postal Service's finances was set to pretty much sail through the Senate on Monday, until a Florida man got involved. This time, it's Florida Senator Rick Scott. He is also the chairman of the National Republican Senatorial Committee. He objected to a unanimous consent request to make a technical fix to this bipartisan bill. The measure would overhaul the Postal Service's finances. Scott, however, argued that the Senate should slow down and work to, quote, improve issues with the legislation. So the Senate wasn't able to advance the bill on Monday. Despite the delay, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says they will eventually pass it soon. Sure. Just note, Congress goes on recess again next week. Bad news for the former governor of Alaska. A federal judge on Monday said he would dismiss her 2008 libel lawsuit against the New York Times. Palin accused the Times and former editorial page editor James Bennett of defaming her in a 2017 editorial by incorrectly linking her to the deadly mass shooting that left then-Congresswoman Gabby Giffords severely wounded. U.S. District Court Judge Jed Rakoff in Manhattan dismissed the suit, finding that the Times made a, quote, very unfortunate error, but that Palin failed to show that the newspaper acted with actual malice. That's the standard for libel cases involving public figures. Rakoff said he would issue his ruling after the jury finishes deliberating so that an appeals court would know the jury's decision as well as his own. In other court action on Monday, prosecutors in the hate crime trial of the three white men convicted of murdering black jogger Ahmaud Arbery pointed to their racist comments and use of the N-word in text messages to assert that the crime was racially motivated. Defense attorneys said that the three men chased down Arbery as he ran through their Georgia neighborhood because of their, quote, honest, though erroneous suspicion that he was behind recent robberies in the area. Oh, please. High drama unfolding at the Olympics Tuesday morning, where the 15-year-old Russian figure skater Kamila Valieva is allowed to skate after it was learned that she tested positive for a banned substance. Critics are screaming hypocrisy that Valieva is allowed to compete, but sprinter Sha'Carri Richardson was banned from competing after she tested positive for cannabis months ago. Wonder what the difference is between those two skaters. And finally, Monday marked the fourth anniversary of the mass shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. Manuel Oliver is the father of Joaquin "Guac" Oliver. He's one of the 17 people who were killed on February 14th, 2018. He spent his Monday protesting on top of a construction crane in Washington, D.C. He tweeted a message, complete with a video from up on high, overlooking the White House, where he unfurled a banner that read, 45,000 people died from gun violence on your watch. Oliver and his wife Patricia are calling on Biden to pledge substantial reform to curb gun violence during his State of the Union address, which is slated for March 1st. Oliver claimed that he asked for a meeting with Joe Biden about a month ago and has not heard anything back. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.